We're continuing Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Birchas Hamazon, Halacha Beis. Rav Nosson Zal just quoted the fact that Zimun, for a Mezuman you need three, and then you use a Kois, as is brought in the Zohar Kodesh in Shulchan Aruch, that the Iker Kois is with three. You need at least three to be able to use a Kois. We said today that's not necessarily the popular minug. Most people usually wouldn't use a Kois unless they had ten. But obviously there's a mock, you're allowed to use a Kois when you have three already. Al Pima Shikosav Rabbeinu B'maymar V'achaltem Ochel V'Savoya. This halacha in Likutei Halachos is going to be based on Torah Mem Zayin in Likutei Moharan, which we had just started touching on towards the end of the previous halacha. Shaydei Shviras Taiva Sachilo Hu Zeche Le'emes. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that a person who is Zeche to break Taiva Sachilo, where his reason for eating is not because he enjoys eating, because he likes the food, but rather he's eating to sustain himself. He's eating to be able to serve Hashem. He's very focused. He knows what he's here for. I'm here to please Hashem. In order to please Hashem, I need the body. In order to be able to use the body, it has to be fed. Lahavdil, you have to put gas into the car for it to go. To put gas into the body for it to be able to go. That's simple. But not to make a whole production of it, not where that becomes a focus. Restaurants and culinary and studies on this and all kinds of hocus pocus focus on this. So Rabbeinu Zal writes there that a person who breaks Taiva Sachila is Zeichet to Emes. And he shows it there he makes the connection that the Pusuk says that Hashem shows favoritism to Bnei Israel. Yiso Hashem pono ve'lecho. Nesius pono means Hashem considers us his favorite. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Is there favoritism by Hashem? So the Gemara says, Hashem answers, what are you talking about? I shouldn't show favoritism to the Jews? If I commanded them, I said to them, v'yochalto v'savoto v'irachto, that you're obligated to say a blessing when you eat to be satisfied, completely, after you've eaten a whole meal. And their makbid, to say a bracha al kibetza, even on a kibetza, like on the they say brachas hamazon even on the smallest amount of food. So we see that the concept of minimizing food is what brings nesius ponim, and nesius ponim is a concept of emes, because again Yaakov Avinu is the symbol of nesius ponim. Mevakshe ponecho Yaakov selo. Yaakov Avinu is the union of oyer haponim and nesius ponim, which is dependent on this concept of Shviras Taiva Sachila, a person who blesses Hashem even on the smallest amount of food. He's not looking to eat a lot. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that to the degree that a person conquers his Taiva Sachila, to that degree the person is capable of performing miracles. Ayin Sham, look over there in Torah Mem Zayin, in the first half of Likutei Moharan where it's discussed. Kemoi Sham Razal, as the Gemara says, V'chilo yeso ponim liYisrael, should I not show favoritism to Bnei Israel? Shani omati v'yochalto v'savoto v'irachto, v'hein medaktikin mikizayis vat kebeitza. Nimtza, shaydei shviras taiva sachilo shibichinas shemedaktikin mikizayis vat kebeitza. What's called breaking taiva sachilo? When a person is very careful about how much he eats, to limit his eating. He's looking to eat as little as possible and to make as little an issue over the food as possible. He's looking to minimize it. By a person doing that, he is zeichet to this yiso Hashem pono ve'lecho, to this nesius ponim, shebechinas emes, which is synonymous with the mid of emes. Because the Gemara says also about emes, that when a person becomes nitzrach lebriois, mishtanam ponov kikrum, when a person has to come on to other people, he has to put on a show for other people because he's dependent on them, his face changes colors a lot. That kind of a concept of pegam in the oyer haponim, versus the person who has a mid of emes, by him the oyer haponim is bishlemus, kimuva as is brought. And a person who's zeichet to break the taiva sachila, to be zeichet to the smid of emes, he draws his shefa from Eretz Yisrael, which is also called emes. Eretz Yisrael is bechinas emes. As the pasuk says, Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz. That Eretz Yisrael is bechinas Yaakov, which is emes. Titen emes li Yaakov. Ayin sham heitev. Review that chapter in Likutei Moharan well, And that'll be your introduction to understand this halacha very well. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'hine birchas hamozoin hi bebechinas nesiyas ponim, bechinas emes, bechinas Yaakov, bechinas Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, birchas hamozoin, which is the shlemus of achila, that represents all of these items. It represents this concept of Hashem showing a good, a happy face to us. Bechinas emes, bechinas Yaakov, bechinas Eretz Yisrael. Ki al mitzvah zu shel birchas hamozoin amru razal v'chiloyes aponim. Because it's about this mitzvah, the fact that the Jews go into this whole production, they say a whole big long birchas hamozoin, even if they only ate a kibetza, you know. That's what earns us this nesius ponim. V'ikar birchas hamozoin b'shloisha. And we know that the ikar birchas hamozoin is when you have three people who ate together. Ki elu hashloisha heim b'chinas shloisha kavei emes. Because the three people, three yidden eating together, symbolize the aleph and the mem and the tof of emes. They represent this chesed gevura teferes, which are nichlal and emes. B'chinas tlas avhon. They symbolize Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. She Yaakov kolul mishloshtan. We know that Yaakov Avinu is a composite of all three of them. Shehu b'chinas emes. And Yaakov Avinu is emes. Titein emes li Yaakov. V'al kein, kishayesh shloisho, azai hasitrachro dekoim al psoiro nichnas kamuva. And that's why when you have three yidden that are eating together, then the sitrachro, which wants to draw from the table, is nichna. Three have the ability to suppress it. Ki ikar yinikas hasitrachro al yidei pigam taivasachila. Because one of the main ways that the sitrachro is able to draw is when there's a pigam in achila. Therefore, when you have three Jews, which right away is a symbol of emes, right away that's machnia the etzora. Just like a bezdin, the minimum bezdin in Klal Yisrael is three dayonim. Why? Because three dayonim, right away, just by the nature of three Jewish neshamas getting together, right away you have a bechina of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, chesed gvura teferes. Which is emes. Ki emes hu hepech taiva sachila kanal. Because emes is the opposite of taiva sachila. Emes is oyer haponim, nesiyas ponim. Hu kemavur shem b'maimran al, as Rabbein Nizal explains a lot in that chapter on Likutei Moran. V'al kein al yidei sholoi shem b'china shloisha kavei emes, nichna taiva sachila. Therefore, when three Jews are eating together, which symbolizes this emes, they subdue the taiva sachila. V'oz ikar shleimus birchas hamozoin. And then you have the real birchas hamozoin. B'b'chinas, as the posuk says, v'achaltem ochel v'sovoya, v'achaltem, plural. You will eat to satisfaction, v'hilaltem, and you'll praise Hashem, kemavur shem b'maimran al, as is explained over there in Likutei Moran. Dahinu shalidei shviras taiva sachila shibchinas emes, mishom mekabel Eretz Yisrael hashefa. Eretz Yisrael draws its shefa from achila digdusha. Umishom v'hilaltem, and from there comes forth the birchas hamozoin, the praise of Hashem. V'zehu she'ikar birchas hamozoin uniskan al Eretz Yisrael. And this is why the most important theme throughout birchas hamozoin is Eretz Yisrael. K'may shekosuv uveirachto es Hashem alikecha al ha'oretz ha'toiva. Doesn't say uveirachto Hashem alikecha al ha'cholent, al ha'chila. It says uveirachto al ha'oretz ha'toiva. Ki ze ikar birchas hamozoin al yidei Eretz Yisrael, shemishom yoitzim imrei shefer al yidei emes shibchinas tiferes klol yisagavnen kemavorsham. Because that's the essence of birchas hamozoin, this toiv, this emes that comes from Eretz Yisrael. Ayin sham, look over there in Likutei Moran where he explains this. V'ze b'chinas ha-kois shel birchas hamozoin b'shloisha. And now you can understand the importance of the kois of birchas hamozoin when you have three. Ki ha-kois hi b'chinas malchus ki yodua. Because we know that a kois is an inyan of malchus. How do we know? Many ways. There's a pasuk v'yein malchus rov ki yad ha-melech. Remember? Megillas Esther. So, and kois, the word kois is b'gematria elokim, which is one of Hashem's names for Malchus. There's a pasuk Velikim Malki Mikedem. So Kois is an inyan of Malchus. V'hi b'chinas Eretz Yisrael, she gam kein b'chinas Malchus. And we know that Eretz Yisrael also represents Malchus. Rabbeinu Zal brings a pasuk in Likutei Moharan, there's a pasuk, V'eretz miskoim amoloi. The land is what established him, gave him his upstandingness. In other words, the land was mamlech him. A king rules over his country, over his land. So Eretz is also an union of Eretz Yisrael is also an union of Malchus Digdusha. When Yeshua took over Eretz Yisrael, he had to first kick out the Lamed Aleph Malachim. He had to remove the Malchus of the Sitra Achra and take over, or the seven nations. Seven again is Malchus, the Sitra Achra. V'ze Shamra Azal Kois Shel Brocha Tzorich Sheyitein Einov Boy. And this is why the Gemara says, and the Zohar Kodesh talks about this, that by the Kois Shel Brocha, a person is supposed to look at it. He's supposed to place his eyes upon it. Shbechinas Eretz Yisrael. That's Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar bo tomid einei Hashem olekecha bo. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is a Kedusha that comes from the Einayim. So that's this Kois of Birchas Hamozin, which also the eyes are upon it. Ki Iker Eretz Yisrael nas al yidei ho einayim eilu kemavur b'makom achra. Because we know that the Iker Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael comes kaviyochel from the eyes of Hashem, which are upon it. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 40 in the second half of Likutei Moharan. Gam al yidei ze yuchal lasos moifsim uleshamos hateva kirtzoino kanal. Rabbeinu Zal says also over here in chapter 47 that a person who eats the right, who breaks taiva sachila, can be zeche mamish to perform miracles and to bring about a shinui teva. Vaydeze nizgale malchusoi sheyoidin sheyesh shalit u'moish liyisborach alidei shinui teva. And whenever there is a shinui teva, that's what really broadcasts the malchus of Hashem. Because things are going along according to teva, kaviyochel Hashem's keeping a low profile, then Hashem is hidden. People don't know that there's Hashem. They think it's autopilot. Mother Nature, all of this terminology, that everything is flowing by itself. The minute Hashem starts turning things around, changing things around, suddenly, hey, somebody's interfering here. There is no autopilot. They see that there's a real pilot that's behind all of it. So that's this concept of again, being Mamlich Hashem. Hashem's Malchus being elevated through that. If we say that by eating the right way, a person is zeichet to introduce miracles into the world, then it means he's glorifying Hashem's Malchus. Hainu is galus malchusoi. That's why Rabbeinu Zal brings in the Kutaman about the Yomim Toivim, that the Yomim Toivim are times when there's a aliyah for the Malchus Tikdusha. The Malchus Tikdusha is symbolized by the letter Dalid. Dalid is Miloshin Dalus, something that's poor. Because again, now while we're in Golus, the Malchus is Ani of Adalah, it's very poor. And on Yomim Toivim, the Malchus of Hashem is elevated. That's why each Yomtiv has a Dalid in it. The four Kaisos on Pesach, the Dalid Minim on Sukkos, and on Shavuos, the Torah also, which is four levels. So Rabbeinu Zal says over there that's why these Yomtivim are called. What is Yomtiv? Yomtiv is based on miracles. Every time we commemorate a Yom Tov, we're celebrating the fact that Hashem made a Shinui Teva. Each one of the Yom Tovim had major, major miracles. And that's why they're called Mikroi Kodesh. They announce, they scream Hashem. Because again, when there's a Shinui Teva, that's what informs the people, hey, there's somebody running a show here. And this is why it's brought that it's through the Birchas HaMozoin that the person draws Shefa Dikdusha upon himself. Because the source of Shefa is Eretz Yisrael, and in Birchas HaMozoin the person is plugging into Eretz Yisrael. Uboze nochoin divrei razal shamru birchas atoiva meitiv tiknu al haruge beitar shenitnu likvura. The Gemara says, when did they add the fourth bracha to Birchas HaMozoin? When there was a city of Beitar that had millions of Jews in it, and the city was wiped out by the Goyim, and originally the Goyim didn't allow them to bury the Jews there at the time. And then when finally permission was granted to bury the people, That's when they added this fourth bracha to Birchas Hamazon. V'hadovar tamua. Rav Nosson Zal says this is very strange. Mahu hashayches shel Birchas Hakvura leBirchas Hamazon. What in the world does one have to do with the other? However, based on what we've been discussing, you'll understand the connection very, very well. Kisiyim Rabbeinu Nera Yorisham b'Maimranal Siyum HaPosuk V'Achaltem Ochel V'Soe V'Ilaltem Hashem Hashem Shemesayim V'Lo Yevoishu Ami Li'Olam. The pasuk concludes over there V'Lo Yevoishu Ami Li'Olam. You'll note when Rabbeinu Zal uses the word Nero Yoyer, Rabbeinu Nero Yoyer, it means Rabbeinu Zal was living at the time he wrote this halacha. Part of Likutei Halachos was written while Rabbeinu Zal was still alive. So he says that note, Rabbeinu Zal brings in this topic of V'lo yevoishu li'olam. Hainu shalidei achila b'gdusha b'chinas emes nitzolim mibusha. When a Jew eats the right way, which is b'chinas emes, he is spared from any shame and embarrassment. Again, it's during eating sometimes that you can see who's a behema and who's a human being. Among the most embarrassing moments for some people would be if somebody would watch them while they're eating, Rahman al-Islam. And Rabbeinu Zal taught us, Rabbeinu Zal said that a Jew who follows his teachings, even when there's nobody in the room, he should make believe as if he's sitting in front of a king, sitting in front of a dignitary, somebody really important, the same type of respectability that you would eat with if you were sitting in front of this dignitary. That's how a Jew should be eating at all times. That eating is an union of kovoid, kovoid digdusha, the opposite of this busha. Ki emes hi b'chinas tiferes, klolius agavnin, because emes is synonymous with the sphere of tiferes, which is a combination of colors. Vaideze nitzoilen mi busha shehigamken klolius agavnin mi midois hanefulen, kemavurisham. Because embarrassment is where a person's face changes colors. That's this concept of Klolius Agavnin de Klipa. The Klolius Agavnin de Gdusha is Emes, which is Achila de Gdusha. Viato nochoin ma'oid. And now, Hiskashrus Habrocha Voido Shalakvura leBirchas Hamazon. Now you can understand how the connection between these two issues is so perfect. Kizeh mevur, because this is something that's explained. Shehakvura hi kisui v'tikun al habusha shel ameis shemizbaze bein hachayim v'idei akvura mechasna al bushosli. When a person dies, the body starts decaying. It smells terrible. It looks terrible. So what we do is out of respect, the whole kind of kovoid hameis. That's what it's called. Kovoid hameis is to cover him. Kovoid hameis is to bury him. So that the shame should be minimized of the fact that I'm dead, I'm a dead person among the living. Ki hakvura hi kvoid hameis, tikun abusha. V'al kein shayach ha-shapir le-birchas ha-mozoin, shi b'chinas emes, shal yodai nitzoyle mi-busha kanal. Now you understand the connection between the two. Because birchas ha-mozoin is also this concept of emes, achila de-gdusha, which is also a concept of kovoid. Kovoy dikdusha. Gam beruchnius hakvura hi hashovois hanefoshois lenartikon lemokor shen nechzuvam isham kiyadua. We know also that on a spiritual level, when a person is buried, that's when the soul can be returned. Like you have a sword and you return the sword to its sheath, you know, to its case. After burial is when the nefesh can be returned to its casing, to where it was originally taken from mitachas kisei hakovoy. Kisei HaKovoid, again, the whole concept of Kovoid. V'zeh na'aseh gam kein al yidei tikun ho'achila b'gdusha. And that's exactly what's accomplished when a yid eats the right way. Sh'yidei achila b'gdusha ma'alenu mesaknin nefoshois ha'megulgolin u'meishivin oisam u'mekoiram. Because when a person eats properly, we know that in the food are found nefoshois. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh brings the pasuk, re'evim gam tzemeim, nafshom bohem tisatov. Why did Hashem make it that people are hungry and thirsty? You know why? Because nafshom bohem tisatov. Because there are nefoshos that are wrapped up in the food items. And the only way they can be released is when a yid is hungry and he eats and he makes a brocha with kavona and he eats the right way. That's how he elevates those nefoshos. So look at this. Eating and burial are the same thing. same concept. Burial releases the nefesh to go up, and eating properly releases the nefesh samigulgolim for them to be able to go up. And we know that when we talk about burial, the most important, the choicest place for a Jew to be buried is in Eretz Yisrael. And through Birchas HaMozoin, where a person activates the Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael, again, those nefoshos in the food that he ate, if he benches with kavona, and when he mentions Eretz Yisrael, he's mentioning it properly, it's a concept of giving those nefoshos a kvura in Eretz Yisrael, where again, they're released in the best way possible. Gam birchas hamozon shibchinas emes, hibchinas chayim, kimavur sham b'mayim ranal. We know that birchas hamozon, which is a concept of emes, Emes is synonymous with Chaim. There's a pasuk Bo'er Penei Melech Chaim. The Oer Haponim, which is the concept of Yaakov Avinu, Mevakshe Ponecho Yaakov Sela, is a concept of Chaim. Mace, Emes, is the opposite of Mace, right? Mace is death. You put the Aleph to it. Aleph is the Alufay Shalom. Hashem, it becomes Chaim. You understand? By the Gemara says, Yaakov Loi Mace. In fact, the Reb Shimshon Stropolya brings that these words, Titein Emes Liyakov, the words Emes Liyakov spell the three words, Yaakov Lo Meis. So we see that Emes is an inyan of Chaim. Ki Hameis Sheniftar Zoiche Lechaim Al Yidei HaKvura Shehi Tikunoi Shaydei Zeh Mizbala HaZuamo Because burial is actually a process through which the nefesh can be zeichet to life, to true life, which can only happen after the body decays, in other words, the waste matter gets destroyed, put aside, and then the neshama can start living this new life, this chayim nitzchim. Nimtza shehakvura hi chayim mamish. So that what do they call a cemetery among Jews? A beis ha chayim, right? It's called a beis ha chayim because it's through kvura that these neshamas can first start really living. O machmas kolanal tiknu birchas atoy vametiv ala kvura etzel birchas hamozen kanal. This is why the chachamim took that bracha which they made at that time when they were zecha to this Yeshua, that these thousands and thousands of Jews were given a proper burial. They took that bracha and they put it into the birchas hamozen. It was made part of the birchas hamozen. Baruch Hashem Le'olam, Amen V'Amen. Shayach Le'el, Rav Nosson Zaleid's short appendix here. V'alkein Birchas HaMozoin Tzorech Zimun, Lahazmin HaKdusha, Kemuva. And this is why one important aspect of Birchas HaMozoin is Zimun, where there's an announcement made, let us bench. There's a concept of preparing for it. And drawing the kedusha in that way via a special preparation. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Kiano roitzim lo yerakan kedusha Eretz Yisrael." Because as we learned before, when a person is saying Birchas HaMozoin, he's drawing on the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Ki Yisrael yesh lahem koyach la'asos Eretz Yisrael b'chol mokim shem afilu b'chutz la'aretz kemuvan b'divrei Rabbeinu ner yor b'kama ma'amurim. Because we know that Rabbeinu Zal points out that Bnei Yisrael have the ability to create Eretz Yisrael wherever they are, even in Chutz Loretz. We have such an ability to convert Chutz Loretz to Eretz Yisrael. And this is an example of it, that when a person is saying Birchas HaMozoin, which is, we said before, is a Bechin of Emes, the three Kavim of Emes, which corresponds to the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, and also by looking at the kois, we said before that the kois is a concept of malchus, and Eretz Yisrael is malchus. And looking at the kois is a concept of drawing the kedush of Eretz Yisrael. That just like the kedush of Eretz Yisrael comes from the eyes of Hashem, so too in Birchas HaMozoin, when a person says Birchas HaMozoin with a kois, also he's activating that kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein tzorech hazmona. That's why there is this need for zimun. כדי להזמין הקידושו חדושו שנועיס נומוי רנאטו. היינו קידושו אסרת ישראל שנעשה כאן. רב נוסן זל saying that based on the way we learned how to bench, if a person will bench the way we described here, that person is going to be actually creating the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael where he is during his Birchas HaMozein. And that's something that wasn't necessarily there before. For starters, if he was in Chutz Loretz, then for sure it wasn't there. And even if he's in Eretz Yisrael, could be the Kiddush was dormant. And by him doing these Maisim and having in mind what he's doing, what he wants to do, that he wants to be Ma'orer a new Kiddush, to be Ma'orer a new Kiddush, requires hazmana, that's zimun, to prepare for it, to prepare to draw upon oneself a new kedusha. Just like, for example, you have hachona de Shabbos. The fact that Shabbos represents a very high level of kedusha, there has to be preparation to draw that kedusha upon yourself. Person goes to the mikvah, person changes their clothes, they change the bedding, the woman lights candles. All a bechina of hazmana, to be mazmin the new kedusha. Here also, Rav Nosson Zal showed us that Birchas HaMozein, when it's done properly, a person mamish is creating a new Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore there's a zimun to draw that new Kiddush upon ourselves. Baruch Hashem. Now we start Halacha Gimel of Hilchas Birchas HaMozein. This Halacha is a longer one than the ones we've had recently, and it's based on one of the very outstanding chapters in Likutei Moran. This chapter, Torah Lamed Daled, which covers some very major points in Breslov Chassidus. Inyan Birchas HaMozein, Al Pi HaMaimar, Va'atem Tiuli Mamleches Koyanim, B'Simen Lamed Daled, B'Likutei Chelek Aleph. This halacha is going to discuss Birchas HaMozein based on chapter 34 in the first half of Likutei Moran, which is titled, Va'atem Tiuli Mamleches Koyanim. First, Rav Nosson Zal gives us a brief summary of what's written in that Torah. Siv, there's a pasuk that says, Cherpa Shovra Libi, that there is a certain shame and embarrassment that breaks my heart. Hainu ha-cherpois u-bizyoinois shovrim liboi shalodom. This means that the taivois rois and the midois rois that a person has, which Rabbeinu Zal says over there, are referred to as these cherpois and bizyoinois. A person has bad desires, bad characteristics, and these result in bringing upon himself shame and embarrassment in the eyes of Hashem, for sure, and that breaks the heart of the person, because the heart, in a sense, is supposed to be a center of Kiddusha. V'atikun hu al yidei shemekasher liboy lanakuda ashayach laliboy bo'es hazois. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that if a person wants to have a good heart, if a person wants to eliminate these cherpois and bizyoinois, he has to know how to attach his heart to the nakuda that's appropriate at that time. Because Rabbeinu Zal there discusses three outstanding nakudais, and these nakudais, each one is available at different times. They're not always available, and a person has, by plugging into the nakuda that's shayach to his heart at a particular time, he can eliminate these cherpois and bizyoinois from his heart. Ki hamemsholo biyad hatzadik. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that a tzaddik has authority, has rulership. Tzaddik meishel, b'yira salikim, it's a pasuk. Ve'ikra hamemsholo, and the main purpose for that authority is lehoyer ulo'oyer libam l'avodas Hashem yisborach, that he should use his authority to inspire people and to serve Hashem. Bechinas Yosef hu hashalit hu hamashbir, as it says about Yosef hatzadik, that he was shalit, malchus. Ubechinas zois haynu bechinas Yosef hu hashalit hu bechinas malopum, bechinas maloi pum. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that this concept of Yosef corresponds to a certain one of the vowels in the Aleph Beis, which is called Malupum, which is a vav with a, it's drawn as a vav with a dot inside of it, in the center. What's the connection? Rav Nosson Zal says that the word Malupum is two words, Mole Pum. Pum in Aramaic means the mouth. Mole means full. Lohoirois shekle ashefa hainu hapeh shelat tzadik mole melekut shel Hashem yisborach. This is to show us that his mouth is full. What is the mouth? Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran that the mouth is the clay hashefa. When a person wants to generate shefa from Hashem or receive shefa sustenance, it's got to go via the mouth. That's why a person, the mouth is the keli for it. The mouth is the receptacle. And that's why even though Hashem can read our thoughts, we don't need to verbalize things for Hashem to know what we want. Hashem is Yodea Machshavos. The verbalization of it is for there to be a keli, a vessel, into which Hashem can give what He's giving. The vessel is the mouth. The kli Hashefa is the mouth. And the clay shefa of the tzaddik is full of elokus, is full of Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal, in this chapter over there, explains that this is the reason why we daven with the mouth. Thoughts alone are not good enough, because we must have that keli into which the shefa is going to be given. The mouth is the kli shefa. V'haklal shehatzadik hu nekuda haklolius shoresh nishmos Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that the tzaddik is called the nekuda. The term nekuda is being used here to refer to a source of inspiration, a source of kedusha, a source of connecting with Hashem. The tzaddik is called the nekuda klolius. The tzaddik is a source that's a composite of all other sources put together. Just like the Gemara says, which woman gave birth to 600,000 neshamas in one shot? Yocheved, the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. She gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was a composite of the entire Klal Yisrael. So the tzaddik is called this time Nekuda Klalius, and he's also referred to as the Shoresh Nishmos Yisrael. He is the foundation of all Jewish neshamas and a composite of them. In the first story in Sipurei Maaseis, where Rabbeinu Zal talks about a king who had a problem, and there was a Sheni Lamelech that went to try to help the king with his problem, the word Sheni, Anshe Shlomeni used to say, is Rosh Yitevis, Shoresh Nishmos Yisrael. That's one of the nicknames of the Tzadik Hador, the Tzadik Oemes. He is a composite of all Jewish neshamas. Everybody in Klal Yisrael has to first receive from the tzaddik. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, Ze hashar l'Hashem, the gateway that leads to Hashem, tzaddikim. That's the gateway. Through them, yovo yuvoi. Through them, a person could come close to Hashem. So Rabbeinu Zal says over there that it starts from the tzaddik. V'yachakach tzorech l'kabel kol echad mechaveroi. If people are plugged into the tzaddik, that's not enough. Besides the connection to the tzaddik, they have to each be receiving from each other. Just like we find in the Gemara, Talmidim would sit by a Rebbe and learn, and then after they learn the shir, Talmidim would get together and learn it together. And the learning together was part of the whole process of being successful in coming close to Hashem. There were certain things that they got from learning with each other, which neither one of them got at the shir. Because Rabbeinu Zal says there that each and every single Jew has a unique goodness that's not found in his fellow Jew. Something unique about himself, which in order to receive that from him, you have to connect with him. You have to talk to him. You have to listen to him.
And
this nekuda, this goodness that's found in Jew A, that's not found in Jew B, in that particular item, Jew A is an aspect of tzaddik compared to B. Just like B is concerned about receiving from the tzaddik, he has to be concerned about receiving from his fellow Jew, Jew A, the nekuda that's found in him, that's called tzaddik. As the pasuk says, Va'amech kulam tzaddikim. Every Jew on a certain level has this nekuda called tzaddik inside of him, something which he's in a position to give to other Jews, even though he's not necessarily what we call, you know, by the Welt, a big tzaddik, you know, but still in this particular item, he has a certain goodness that's unique to him, that Hashem has given to him, and that's his place. That's his unique gift to Klal Yisrael, which in order for Jews to benefit from it, they have to connect to him. Although, as we said before, that the tzaddik is the nekuda klolius. He's a composite of all of these nekudas that each individual has. But Rabbeinu Zal says there, still, even though you're receiving from the tzaddik, you have to also be receiving from individual yidden. v'tzorich lekabel minikudazu al yidei shemedaberim chaveiro v'ira shemayim. And the way that this nekuda is transmitted is by each and every single yid talking to his fellow Jews about serving Hashem. V'achakach tzorich lekabel kol echod minei ubei. And after that, after a person has done these two things, then there's a third avodah. The third avodah is the avodah of a Jew receiving from himself. A Jew being able to take his nekuda tzaddik that's inside of him and turn it on and have it transmit to all parts of his body and neshama from head to toe. And the way that a person turns that transmitter on and gets it transmitting is by speaking to Hashem, where a person privately, his personal connection to Hashem, when he's doing that, when he's having that hispoidus, his personal communion with Hashem, his personal tefillah to Hashem, his personal learning, when there is no tzaddik available to learn with, when there is no chavrus available to learn with, the personal kesha that he has with Hashem in his own personal learning and personal tefillah, that's what makes it that this nekuda that's inside of me should transmit to all of me properly. It should be doing what it has to do. Otherwise, the nekuda could be inside of me and it's sleeping. It's inactive. It's not on. Person has a computer in his house, a very expensive, versatile computer, and it's not plugged in. It's not going to be generating anything. It's not going to be accomplishing anything. Here in this Torah, Rabbi Elazar says the way you plug in your nekuda is by receiving from the tzaddik, by receiving from chaverim, and from yourself through this process, through this hispoidus and personal learning, and that it should shine into the heart. Again, the main thing we're looking to improve here and to correct and to embellish is our hearts. So it's a matter of shining this nekuda into the heart. And by a person having these three nekudos working by him, that person will succeed in eliminating the cherpois that are on the heart, the shame that's on his heart, which comes from his taivois rois and midois rois. Ki kol hataivois boin mishviras kleyacheset, shemishom boin kol ho'ahavois hanefulin, umishom kol hacherpois shalalev. Because the fact that a Jew finds that he has bad desires, he wants the wrong thing, he wants things that are harmful to him physically and spiritually, that originates from a breakage that took place on a spiritual level. The Klei Chesed, Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a Shvira Sakelim, and when the Klei Chesed burst, then the Chesed, when a person has a glass of delicious apple juice, fresh, delicious apple juice, and that glass falls on the floor and splatters, and suddenly you have apple juice with glass, with dirt, that's no more a delicious, healthy item. If a person scoops that up and drinks it, he's dead, with the glass and with the dirt and everything. So that's the concept of ahavo hanafula, something which originally was good, something that you could like and appreciate, and suddenly it turned into something bad, harmful. Validei shemekasher halev el hanekuda shubachinas tzaddik, and when a person is zechet to connect his heart to the nekuda, what we're calling here the nekuda, this holiness that's a nekuda, either in a connection to the tzaddik, in a connection to a fellow Jew, or in a connection to the kedusha inside of yourself, aydezen is batlin kol acherpois v'hashvirois. Through that, the person eliminates all of this. No good stuff, this cherpes and shvirois. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, al kol pishoim techase ahavo. Over all the pishoim, the averos, these cherpes and bezyonos, they're covered with ahavo. And their tikkun is by making a tikkun for the ahavo. Kishom eitzel kol anekudos anal shim bechinas tzadik, bechinas yosef, shom shoire ahavo degdusha, bechinas koyin. Because Rabbi Nazal says that by the nekuda, what we're calling a nekuda, this kedusha that's called a nekuda, which is called tzaddik also, this kedusha also is a concept of ahava dikdusha, a positive type of love, which is an aspect of kohen. Kohen is isha chesed. It's a concept of this ahava dikdusha.
Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Hineni noisein loy es brisi sholoim hanemar bepinchos kishenitna loy hakohuna.
When Pinchas was given the kohuna, kohuna is an aspect of chesed, it was called bris sholoim. Bris is a concept of tzaddik. Tzaddik is called man denotar bris. So we see that these two go together. The concept of tzaddik, which is bris, and the concept of chesed, ahavo dikdusha, which is the concept of kohen. As the pasuk says, ki sifse kohen yishmrudas, the term kohen is used as a nickname for the tzaddik. Ki kohen bechinas ahavo dikdusha, because the kohen who is symbolizes the concept of ahavo dikdusha, love, chesed, kindness, shoyre etzel habris sheloi. That avodik dusha is by the bris. Shehi bechinas tzaddik, bechinas Yosef, bechinas nekuda anal. V'yalkein, al yedei shemekasher halev el hanekuda, sheshom shoyre avodik dusha, by connecting the heart, which is the place where those cherpes and bezyonis are, by connecting the lev to the avodik dusha, which is the nekuda, which is the tzaddik, nizbatlin ahavois hanefulois. That's how a person gets rid of their ahavois nefulois. V'chol zeh al yidei sholosh nekudos hanal. And all of this requires three nekudos that we discussed. Shebetchilo tzrichin lekabel minekuda kodesh u'tzaddik hador. First, a person has to receive from the tzaddik, from the nekuda kloli, the composite nekuda, which is the tzaddik, v'yachakach lekabloi dein min dein, then to receive from each other, and then v'yachakach minei ubei, and then the person receives from inside of himself. Ayin shom kol ze heitev heitev. Study this chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 34, very, very well, because obviously this is very deep, and it's much more here. Rabbi Nosson just gave us a brief summary, and then you'll have a great introduction to this halacha. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas birchas hamozoim." Everything that's discussed in that chapter on Likutei Moran is found in birchas hamozoim. Ki kol advorim sheboilam shodom oichel v'nena mihem bekulam yesh b'em bechinas avois hanefulois. Because every single item that a Jew eats or drinks in this world, or that a Jew has pleasure from in this world, has in it a negative aspect to it. It has in it a bechina of avois nefulois. It has in it, there's a negative aspect where if the person focuses only on the physical pleasure from it, without connecting it to Hashem, without looking to use this item as a means of getting close to Hashem and serving Hashem, that's a negative item. That's a negative aspect that it has to it. And we know that each food item has that potential, or each physical pleasure has that potential. It can be used to give kavod to Hashem, to help the person serve Hashem. You make a bracha on it, or the opposite. It can be used for self-satisfying, where it's only to satisfy oneself without any connection to Hashem whatsoever, without mentioning Hashem, thinking of Hashem, being grateful to Hashem, zero. No contact with Hashem whatsoever, chas v'shalom. It could swing either way. V'tzorich lehaloisam ulekashram li'avo shebigdusha. And what a person is required to do, a person is required to take that potential, take that food item and elevate it to ahavo digdusha, bebchinas ahavo betaanugim. There's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim which says ahavo betaanugim. Taanugim means pleasures. That this item called pleasure can connect to an ahavo digdusha. Shekol hatanugim sheboilom tzrichim lahaloisim alakashram liahavo digdusha. All worldly pleasures, all physical pleasures, the person has to see to it to elevate them and to connect them to an ahavo digdusha. V'chol zeh na'asa yidei shemekashron halev el hanekuda shebichinas tzaddik hanal. The way that a person does that is by connecting his heart to the nekuda, which is the concept of tzaddik. Shal yidei zeh nizbatlen ahavois hanefulim v'zeichen li'avo digdusha b'chinas koyein sheshoyer etzla nekuda kanal. But by a person connecting his heart to the nekuda of tzaddik, that's how he destroys the avois hanefulois, and he connects to the avodik dusha, which is the concept of koyin,
which is found by the Nekuda. V'ze b'chinas kol ha-brochois she-tiknu chazal al kol advorim she-boilom. And this is the whole concept of the brochois that our rabbis instituted, that when a Jew is going to have any pleasure from this world, he has to make a brocha. They have to make a she-osur le-honois b'loi brocha. The Gemara says a Jew is not allowed to have any pleasure from this world without a brocha. Ki-al yidei ha-brocha mekashrin ha-leiv el ha-nekuda she-b'chinas tzadik she-hu mekoyer kol ha-brochois be-b'chinas u-brochois l-roish tzadik be-b'chinas koyhein mevorech. Because when a person makes a brocha, what's coming into play? For starters, what does a person use to make a brocha? His mouth? Wrong. If a person's making a brocha from his mouth, he's doing about 3% of the job. A brocha is supposed to come from the heart. The Gemara says, the Torah is full of saying that tefillah is achar kavona salev. That a tefillah without kavona is like a guf belina shama. It's a dead, it's a carcass, chas b'shalom. So when a person is making a brocha, his heart is being turned on and being brought into the picture, brought into the situation. So now we have the heart. Now what are we doing with the heart? I'm making a brocha. The word brocha is synonymous with tzaddik. Because the source of bracha, when we say on Friday night about Shabbos, ki hi mekoyer habracha, Shabbos is the mekoyer habracha, Shabbos is the tzaddik. The tzaddik is called Shabbos. As the pasuk says, bracha is l'roish tzaddik. So when I'm making a bracha, there are two things that are being zapped together, my heart and the tzaddik. Those two things are being involved and activated and connected. B'b'chinas koyhein mevorech, as the pasuk says, balabai, that the koyhein is the one who gives the brocha. Koyhein is synonymous with tzaddik. Ki kol habrocha is, because the koyhanim have a higher level of shmiras habris than regular Jews. What makes him koyhein, what qualifies him to give the brocha, is the tzaddik. Ki kol habrocha is in b'chinas oyer hanekud anal shumekor kol habrochis. Because every brocha that we make is an example of the light of this Nekuda, this Kiddusha that we're calling Nekuda, which is the source of all brachas. We said the Nekuda is the Tzaddik, which is the source of all brachas. So every bracha that we make is a concept of a taste of the of Tzaddik. Bechinas pi yedaber chochmois. As Rabbein Ezal says over there in Likut Imran, that there's a pasuk pi yedaber chochmois vehegois libi tevunois. Rabbein Ezal says there that the malupum is a vav and a yud. The vav is the heart, because there's a pasuk kosvam aluach libecha. Write the words of Torah on the tablets of your heart. And we know that the tablets were 6x6, the Gemara says. They were 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. So the heart is compared to the vav. The mouth, when a person opens his mouth, the mouth is shaped like a yud. Or like a nekuda. The mouth is when a person opens his mouth, it's a nekuda. So the source of the nekuda is the pi yedaber chochmos. When a person makes a brocha with his mouth, he's activating that nekuda. It's the lave and the nekuda coming into contact. Hainu habrocha v'ashevach l'Hashem yizborach shemavorchem bepe daiko. That pi yedaber chochmos, that possibility is also referring to the bracha, the shevach Hashem that a person is making with his mouth. Le'inyin tefillah. Rabbein Ezal in that chapter in the Kutimran interprets the pasuk pi yedaber chochmos related to tefillah also. It's not just referring to chochma Torah, it's referring to tefillah. V'shom eitzel ha-nekudo shoyre ahavo digdusha b'chinas koyim. And by this nekuda, there is found an aspect of ahavo digdusha, we said before, an aspect of koyim. V'ideze nizbatlin ho'avo sanafulin shema cherpesanal. And when the ahavo digdusha is turned on, the ahavo nefula takes a fall. It's always zelu mazeh. Kiddusha and tumah are always on opposite ends of a seesaw. When you turn on the kiddusha, you're turning off the tumah. V'ze b'chinas birchas ha-mozoin shemisham lomdu razal kol ha-brochas k'moshom razal la'achrov mevoroch lefonav le'koshkein. This is the whole concept where the Gemara tells us that we learn out the mitzvah to make a brocha before you have any pleasure from anything in this world. We learn it out from birchas ha-mozoin. That's the only one that's written in the Chumash, where it says v'yochalto v'savoto v'erachto, that after you eat, you'll make a brocha. So the Gemara says, then how do we know you make a bracha before you eat? So the Gemara says, logically, imagine, if after you finish eating, you have to make a bracha, then of course, before you eat. Ki ikar gemar habiru shel ha-macholim hu achar hu achila, she'oz hu tachlis habiru. Because the main time when the food is really being processed, when it's really being refined, is after it's been eaten. She'oz maschel ha-maychol esakel b'mayayim. That's when the food starts being digested in the intestine, in the whole digestive system. V'nizbarer ha-maychol, and the food is refined, it's being sorted out. Best, better, worse, you know. Dahinu ha-toy v'ha-muvchor she'ha-maychol oylel ha-leiv. U'mishom, the choicest part of the food, the highest quality portion of the food, gets sent to the heart. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the lev is nizoin mishufra de shufra. It receives the best of the best particles of the food. Umishom nizbarer hamuvchor voilel hamoyach. Then there's another level of refinement where from that portion, the best of that gets sent up to the brain. The hamoysor, whereas the rest of the food, the lower level quality food, lishar hevorim, gets distributed to the other organs of the body, the hands, the feet, the v'hapsoiles gomur, and the waste matter, the part that's completely no good, nidche lechutz legamri, gets evicted from the body, gets ejected from the body. V'alkein tzrichin levorich birchas hamozein achar hu achila, kidei shizbarer hamaychol bigdusha. And this is the reason why we have this mitzvah, this special tefillah that we say after we finish eating, birchas hamozein, to assist in this refinement of the food, kidei shiyiskasher halev el hanekuda shebapeh, alidei birchas hamozein kanal, on a spiritual level, what's taking place when a person is saying birchas hamozein is this kesher between the lev and the peh, the lev and the nekuda. V'yalkein birchas hamozein hi al alechem dafka. And Rav Nosson also says this is why birchas hamozein is only said on bread. Ki pito sado de liba. Because the Gemara says bread is that food item that directly relates to the heart. Bread is the only item that satisfies the heart. Pita sado de liba. K'mayshom razal. Umach ma shehalechem soyed halev. And because of the fact that bread is going to have a major effect on the heart, al kein shom tzrichen habiro yoyser me'avos anafulin. Therefore, that's where you require the most refinement from these avos nefulin, because we learn that these avos nefulin are related to the heart the most. That's where they're. V'alkein tzrichin levorech achrov sholosh brachos, and this is why birchas hamozein consists basically of three brachos. The fourth one was added afterwards, but the standard, the original birchas hamozein was three brachos. Kedei lekasher halev el hanekuda. So that we can connect the heart with the nekuda through the bracha. Because the bracha is the light of the nekuda. The bracha is called the oyer hanekuda. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh v'yoychal v'yesht v'yitav liboy. There's a pasuk that says, he ate, he drank, and his heart felt good. Because when a person says birchas hamozein the right way, he eliminates the negative aspect of the heart, the avos nefulin, the shvira slave. Because the heart now starts shining properly through the nekuda, which is the tzaddik, which is the toiv, the goodness. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, imru tzaddik ki toiv. Through amira, by speaking, by saying the bracha, you activate the tzaddik, you turn on the tzaddik, that nekuda, ki toiv. V'alkein alidei zeh vayitav liboy. That's how he draws toiv into his heart. Toiv is the tzaddik, imru tzaddik ki toiv. How does one draw tzaddik into his heart? Through Amira, through the Amira Spirit, by saying the bracha. Al yidei birchas hamozein kanal. Now, paragraph base. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki kol ha-hashpois v'chol ha-brochois nimshocha mi-ha-tzadik shubchinas yosef u-ha-shalit shehu mekoyer kol ha-brochois v'chol ha-hashpois v'chinas v'yosef u-ha-shalit al-oretz u-ha-mashber l'cholam ha-oretz. Listen to this. person who hasn't learned Hasidus or who isn't familiar with the concept of tzaddik would say, oh, chasve rachmor al-Islam, this is kfir, this is all kinds of stuff. This is Torah. This is simple Orthodox Judaism, observant Judaism. Rav Moshe Zal says that all hashpois, all sustenance and all blessings all come from the tzaddik, who is referred to as symbolized by Yosef, as the Pasuk says, Yosef Hua. The Torah says, Yosef Hua Shalit. That this is the Chumash, this is not a Hasidish Sefer. The Chumash says, Yosef Hua Shalit. He is the Melech. Shehu Mekoyer Kol HaBrochos V'Chol HaShpois. He is the source of all Shef HaBrocha. So where is Hashem in all of this? The answer is Hashem gives to the tzaddik. And through the tzaddik is the pipe through which Hashem distributes through the entire world. He's the distributor, kaviyochol. Like you have a factory that produces goods, and fine, the factory is producing all its goods, and the goods stay in the factory. You need a distributor, a distribution system that takes it from the factory and distributes it to the stores, to the people. The tzaddik, he is the distributor. So again, from our perspective, to a degree, we don't know the fact. We have no contact with the factory. We go to the distributor. We have to order from him. We receive from the tzaddik. As the pasuk says, Hu amashbir l'chol amoritz. We mentioned yesterday, the Zohar Kodesh says, Me ho'oichel yotzo ma'achol. That it's from the tzaddik, who is called oichel. Tzaddik oichel esoy v'anafshoy. From him comes forth ma'achol, all shefa. Because the tzaddik was the concept of Yosef, he was the one who brought 7 good years to the world. He was the one who brought sustenance, plentifulness to the world. He's the one who has the knowledge and the ability to subdue, to overcome the 7 years of famine, bechinas cherpa, which are synonymous with this cherpa, bechinas cherpas ra'ov. There's a pasuk that says that associates famine with cherpa, shame. Kemuva b'divar Rabbeinu Zal b'makom achar, as is brought in the Likutei Moran in another place. Ki Yosef hatzadik huzon umefarnes es kol ha'olam b'shnei orov. Yosef hatzadik is the one who's able to provide for the world even during years of famine, even in bad, what we call bad times. Ki hu mevatel cherpas rov. He's the one who has the ability to eliminate this shame, these cherpas, which famine is, lack of sustenance is called cherpa, cherpas rov. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, when Yosef HaTzadik was born, Rochel Imenu said, Osaf Elokim es cherposi, that through this child, Hashem is going to gather in all the cherpos. He's going to have the ability to eliminate the cherpos. Neim Rabbi Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef hu ashalat hu amashbir, v'zeh shomar lehem paroi, and this is why Paroi, who was the king, said to the people, L'chu el Yosef, go to Yosef, asher yom alechem tasu, whatever he says, that's what you do. O Pirish Rashi, and Rashi HaKodesh says over there, she'amru loy, she'gam heim otzru tvua v'herkiva. The people at the time said to Paroi, we also put stuff in storehouses, but all of our stuff rotted. Because Yosef HaTzadik wasn't the only one who had this bright idea of a savings account. They were all kulano chachamim, kulano nevoyim. All of us, when things were plentiful, when there was so much stuff, we went ahead and we bought freezers and we put it in the freezers and we store it. But it spoiled. Omar lehem, so Paroi said to them, Im kein, asher yom lechem tasu. If that's the case, then obviously he has something you guys don't. Because your stuff spoiled and his didn't. So if you want to say we're all equal, Amech kulam tzaddikim, everybody's a tzaddik, what do I need a tzaddik for? The Torah shows that here's an example. Everybody has storehouses. There's a difference. His has lasting power even in famine years. Ki Yosef omar lahem she'imoilu, because Yosef tzaddik told them, go get a bris milah. Ki ali gozra latvua verkiva. So they said, you know why the food spoiled? He must have been the one who decreed that it should spoil. That's why it spoiled. Moim yigzor aleinu v'namos. What if he says abracadabra and he kills all of us? Ki yefsher lahachmiya cherpas rov, כי אם על ידי בחינס מילו, שהיא בחינס תיקן הבריס, שעל ידו נסגל האור הנקוד הקדוש, בחינס צדיק מוישל, בחינס יוסף הוא השלט. רב נוסן זל explains, because the key to eliminating this spoilage, this rottage, this famine, which is called cherpas rov, the key to eliminating the cherpa is bris, shmiras habris, tikun habris. Because the cherpa is the orla. That's it. Those terms go cherpa salev, orv orla salev. Same thing, which is the tzaddik. Vezehu haloi gozer ala tfua verkiva. This is why they said he must have decreed that the wheat the grains should spoil, and they spoiled. Ki hu bechinas tzaddik moishel. They understood he has the ability to be gozer. He's a moishel. He's an authority. Bechinas Yosef hu ashalit. Ve'yigzor oimer vayokom. It's a pasuk that the tzaddik has the vatigzar oimer vayokom. He has the ability to issue a gzera. Ki kol mi she'enoi miskari vatzmoi el oyer hanekuda kdoisho hu rochoik mi brocha. Rav Nosson Zal says, because any Jew who doesn't strive to bring himself close to the nekuda, to this concept of tzaddik, he's far from brocha, he's far from blessing. And what happens is the 7 years of famine have the ability to do a job on him. And this is why the person's grains, even if he has stock, his stock spoils, because it doesn't have a bracha to it. So then they said, hold on a second. And if that's the case, he obviously also has the ability to decree that we should live or die. Ki kol hachius hu rak me'atzadik, mebechinas Yosef, because the tzadik is also the source of life. Bebechinas tzadik chai almen. The Zohar HaKadosh refers to the tzadik as the one who gives life to all the worlds. Mamash is the source of chius. Ubelodoi ein shum chius boilam. And without the tzaddik, there is no life in the world. Rakma shemekablim chiyus me'atzaddik shebchinas ora nekuda shemechayu mevatel shvira slave shebchinas sitra demoisa kiyadua. It's only by receiving chiyus from the tzaddik, who is this nekuda, he's the one who gives life, he's the one who eliminates the shviras halev, which is the sitra demoisa, which is moves, death. Kayaduaz is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. The Zohar HaKadosh shows this, that's the concept, that Tzaddik is called Tzaddik Chai, he's called Tzaddik Emes. And we learned in the previous halacha, Emes is life, because Emes is Yaakov. Tite Emes li Yaakov is the same letters as Yaakov Loimes. So we see that Emes is a Bechin of Chaim, Tzaddik is a Bechin of Chai. V'hatzaddik mevatel b'china shvira salev. The tzaddik is the one who has the ability to eliminate shvira salev, cherpois, ro'ov, famine. He eliminates famine, and thereby umamshich chiyus boilam. He draws life to the world. Kishom tzivos habrocha chayim kayadua. As the pasuk says, kishom tzivos Hashem brocha. From there, from the tzaddik, comes forth this brocha chayim. Interesting. We're coming close. Today is the 25th day of the Omer, which is called Netzach Shebenetzach. This is called Rabbeinu Zal Sfira. Rabbeinu Zal said, Nitzachti Vanatzeach. His name, Rabbi Nachman, the word Nachman is Begimatria Netzach. And the reason, note it's 25, because 25 is bullseye, dead center. The tzaddik is the one who has to be perfectly centered in order to be mashpia his light to all sides of the spectrum, to the Dorimalo Dorimato. Very shortly, we're going to have Lag Boimer, which is the tzaddik Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, whom the Zohar HaKadosh says that this pasuk was the last words off his lips. Kishom tzivo Hashem es habrocha chayim, and his neshama left him when he said that word chayim, to show that he is this tzaddik chay almen. He is the tzaddik. He is the source of chias and shefa. The Zohar HaKadosh has stories in it that there was a time when there was no rain. They had no. What did they do? They came to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal. They asked him to be mispal for rain, because they knew that he has the keys, like by Eliyahu Hanavi. V'chol mi sheroitze eze brocha v'hashpol levatel cherpas rov hu tzorich lovo el Yosef shu b'chinas tzadik b'chinas or nekuda kedusha. And anyone who wants brocha or shefa has to come to the tzaddik, who has the anyone who wants to eliminate this cherpas rov. because the tzaddik is this oyer hanekudak toisha. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'chol ha'oretz bo mitzrayma. From all over the world, they had to come to Egypt at the time. El Yosef, to Yosef, to the tzaddik, lishbar oichel, to get food. Obvious. Vafilu Yaakov uvonov, shein bechinas v'ameich Yisrael kulam tzaddikim. Even Yaakov Avinu and his children, who symbolized, they were Klal Yisrael at the time, they had to come, and they are also tzaddikim. Suppose v'ameich kulam tzaddikim, it wasn't good enough. Their bechinas tzaddik wasn't good enough. They had to come on to the tzaddik, Yosef. Hafal pikein yefshalem lekabel hashefa v'abrocha levatel shevarav mboteim kim ha'idei bechinas Yosef hu ha'shalit shu bechinas nekuda ha'klolius shoyresh nishmois Yisrael. They had to all come to those tzaddikim had to come to the tzaddik Yosef, who at that point was the shoyresh nishmois Yisrael. He was the nekuda klolius. He symbolized this nekuda klolius. Because as Rabbi Nazal says over there in the Kutimran, step one is to receive, that everybody has to receive from him. And Rabbi Nazal explains over there in the Kutimran that afterwards, each and every, the Jews receive from each other. And afterwards, each person can receive from within himself. But the first step is that everybody has to first receive from the tzaddik. Mebchinas Yosef. And that helps the people eliminate the cherpois, the taivas rois, midas rois, which are shared on the heart. Shein bechinas avois hanefulin, shein bechinas cherpas ro'ov. Ki ikor horavoin hula behemius. Because now Rav Nosson Zal explains the term ro'ov, which means famine, hunger. The ikar hunger is to behemius, to physicalness, to gashmiusness. Hainu machmas ahavois hanefulin, ahavois habehemius. Because of the fact that there are these negative ahavois, these ahavois pigumois, they're pogum, these ahavois habehemius, physical desires, mishom ikara haravoin. That's where the main famine, that's where the main hunger comes from. Shubchinas cherpas ro'ov, cherpo daiko. Knows ro'ov is something that's associated with cherpo. Ukemavur b'divrei rabbeinu b'mokam achra, as is explained in a different chapter on Likutei Moran. Because the posuk says, v'haklovim azei nefesh lo yodu seveya. Dogs are known as chutzpah, azei nefesh, lo yodisvei. They're never satisfied. They're always hungry. We see that hunger isn't necessarily, hunger isn't a spiritual item. Hunger isn't necessarily an honest feeling. Because a person says, I'm hungry, I'm starving. Yeah, nuts, you ate a couple of hours ago. You ain't hungry, you ain't starving. You could go another day and a half without eating, no, and your body probably be healthier than if you sit down and eat that steak and potatoes and ice cream that you're about to eat. Elamai, the teva of people, and as the way people interpret this term, hungry, starving, you know, that kind of thing, you usually, or it could be, it's coming from a place of behemius. V'ze b'chinas ma'ashom alohom Yaakov l'chu haviyu shever ravoin boteichem. This is why Yaakov Avinu said to his sons, go and bring shever, parnosa, sustenance, ra'avoin boteichem. Shever daiko. Yaakov Avinu used the word shever to mean parnosa, sustenance. Ki ikar horavoin mebchinas shvira salev. Because the ikar sustenance is coming from a place of shvira salev, as we said before, the bechinas cherpa shovro levi. Sheze bechinas cherpas rov kanal, shehatikun al yedei Yosef daiko, whereby the tikkun for it is Yosef hatzadik. It's brought, I don't remember if Rav Nosson Zal mentioned it later, it's brought that the opposite of this hunger is shefa kfula. Whenever we talk about, you know, a person being having everything he needs, or a person receiving, you know, a double portion, that's the concept. So the word Yosef, Yud Vav Samachay, is Bigimatria, twice Lechem. Lechem is the symbol of Parnosa. Well, twice lechem is bigmatri yosef to show that he's the concept of shefa kfula, the opposite of ra'av, the opposite of hunger. There's a pasuk lochin bo'artzam mishne yershu, Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is kadosh, it's a holiness, mishne yershu, double portion. Wherever there's kedusha, spirituality, it's a concept of sviya. And rava in hunger is a concept of behemius. Shal yodoi ikar ha-sviya, because it's through Yosef HaTzadik that the person receives the ikar sviya. Bebechinas v'achaltem lachmechem lo soiva. You will eat your bread to satisfaction. Shetisholach brocha b'me'ayim, meaning that the food will have a bracha to it. It'll be satisfying. Bechinas tzadik oichel l'soiv anashay. The tzadik is the one who has this sviya. He has this ability to be satisfied. V'ze bechinas berchas hamozayim k'dei lahamshich brocha v'shefa. This is the whole concept of berchas hamozayim, that we're trying to draw a blessing, a shefa. Lahamshich brocha u'sviya b'me'ayim, to draw a feeling of satisfaction. I just finished eating. So what? There are people who finish eating. The next minute, they're getting up to the refrigerator to see what else. Now, what else is there to eat? What else can I have? But this bechino v'haklovim azi nefesh liyodu sveya, versus a person eating a little bit and feeling completely satisfied. I'm lacking, I don't need anything more. I have enough. Bebechinas v'yochalto v'sovoto uveirachto. This concept of drawing the brocha of sviya, the brocha of being completely satisfied. Ukemashisa b'zoyer HaKodesh, as the Zoyer HaKodesh says, v'chi'ad lo yochol emizba, ela filu, it's only when a person eats to full, that's when he makes the brocha. Ela filu ochel barnash porto, even if a person eats only a little bit, ura'usa de sava shavi alei, and there's a ruach of svi on it, there's a svarotzoin, the person is svarotzoin, he's completely satisfied, then he makes the bracha. That's the savoto. Doesn't have to be he ate a few kilo of food. If he ate a little bit and he's satisfied with it, it has that bracha to it, then he makes that, it has the bracha to it. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Zohar HaKadosh. Ki ikar ha-sviya hualidei birchas hamozim bi'atzmai, because the main gift to be satisfied with what you ate, to be completely comfortable and not to feel that you're lacking all the time, comes from the benching. Comes from the birchas hamozayim. Kalidei birchas hamozayim mekashren halev el hanekuda shebepeh shebechinas tzadik bechinas Yosef hu hashalet hu hamashbir vaydei zeh nizbatlen hacherpo is hasher nal halev and nizbatl cherpas harov vaydei zeh nishtaleach brocha usviya b'maysav or b'meyav. That through the birchas hamozayim, where the person is being mekasher his heart to the nekuda, to his mouth, to the peh, the pi yedaber chochmois veges libitavunois. By his activating that in these brochois, he's mamshich this brocha, this sviya, and he eliminates the cherpois, he eliminates the rov, the hunger. Vaydezeh, and through that Hashem sends a brocha and a sviya. Bebechinas, as the posuk says, va'achaltem lachmechem lo soiva. How is a person zoicha to be satisfied, soiva, with his lechem, with his food? You know how? V'hilaltem Hashem Hashem alikechem. Through praising Hashem, through the Birchas Hamozayim. If you'll say Birchas Hamozayim the right way, then you'll be V'achaltem Alach Mechem L'Soiva. Hainu Al Yidei V'hilaltem Hashem Hashem B'chines Birchas Hamozayim Haidei Zeh V'achaltem Lach Mechem L'Soiva. Kaidei Zeh Nizbatel Cherpas Rov. That's how the person eliminates the shame of Rov, of hunger. Haidei B'chines Yosef Shu B'chines Hanekuda Shu Mekor Kol HaBrachos. Through Yosef, who is the concept of the Nekuda, which is the source of all bracha. Rabbi Elazar brings in one place in the Likutei Moran from the Arizal that the word ro'ov is a concept of dinim. The word ro'ov is Hashem's name Elohim ba'achorayim, and it's Hashem's name Yud Kevovke ba'achorayim, backwards. Shalokas Seder, Ro'ov is Shalokas Seder. If you take Hashem's name Elohim, Aleph, Aleph Lamed, Aleph Lamed Hey, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem, it's Bigamatria 200. If you take Hashem's name Yud Kevovke, Yud, Yud Ke, Yud Kevovke, it's exactly 72. That's Ro'ov. Ro'ov is a Bechin of Shalokas Seder, backwards.
Paragraph Gimel. Rav Nosson Zal says,
V'ze Bechinas Sholosh Brochoi Shal Birchas Hamozon. Based on what we discussed till now, now Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie this into the three brachos, the three original brachos of Birchas Hamozayim. Bechinas Shalosh Nekudos Anal. They correspond to the three Nekudos we spoke about. Hainu Nekuda HaKlolius Shel Tzadik Ador, Bechinas Yosef. The first Nekuda is the Nekuda of the Tzadik, who is Bechinas Yosef. Unekuda Shemekabel Kolechot Mechaveroi. Then the second Nekuda is the one which each and every one receives from his colleague. And the third is Unekuda Shemekablin Minei Ubei. The Nekuda that a person receives from himself. A certain chizuk and kiddusha and esleirus that a person receives from himself. Shekol elu hanekudois hem bechinas tzadik. All three of these nekudois are of a concept of tzadik. Sheshom shoyre ahavo dikdusha. And in this nekuda is found ahavo dikdusha, a holy love. Bechinas koyen. The koyen is the concept of ahava, as we said before. V'yalkein tzrichim l'vorech sholosh brochois k'dei l'kabel mi sholosh nekudois elu shem bechinas brocho kanal. And it's for this reason that the person has to make three brachos after he finishes eating to be able to draw bracha from these three channels, from these three sources. V'zeh bechinas koyhein mevorech kanal. And this is why one of the laws of Birchas HaMozon is that when there's a koyhein present, he should be the one to lead the benching. As we said before, that koyin symbolizes tzaddik. Koyin is the concept of ahava dikdusha, this nekud of tzaddik. The pasuk kisifse koyin yishmeru das v'toyri vakshmi piu, the Gemara uses that pasuk to refer to the concept of tzaddik. V'al koyin tzrichin lahazgir bebirchas hamozoin bris v'toyro v'chayim u'mozoin. Rav Nosson Zal says, again, based on what we discussed before, now you can understand why these are four highlights of Birchas HaMozon. We mentioned the concept of bris, the concept of Torah, life, and sustenance. Ki kol ze bechinas tzadik, bechinas nekudanal, because all four of these are the concept of v'tzadik, the concept of this nekuda of kedusha that we're talking about. Bris hu bechinas Yosef. Bris symbolizes the tzaddik, Yosef HaTzaddik. Shal shem zenikro Yosef HaTzaddik begin denoter bris. Because there's a rule in the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says, man tzaddik, man denoter bris. That the title tzaddik refers specifically to shmiras habris. So we know that wherever we see mention of bris, we're talking about tzaddik. V'ze bechinas Torah. And that's also tied into Torah. Ki ha-toyro hi gam kein bechinas malupum, bechinas nekudanal, kemavoyer b'maimranal, ayin shom. Because we said, when we mentioned earlier, that the tzaddik is the concept of malupum. The concept is, the tzaddik is symbolized by malupum, which is a dat and a vav. This is one of the things that Rav Enazal elaborates in that chapter in Likutei Moran about, that he says the word malupum means mole pum. And Rav Enazal explains over there that the mouth is the kli shefa. When a person needs to receive from Hashem, a person needs a vessel into which to receive. The vessel is the mouth. That's why when it comes to davening, even though Hashem knows exactly what you need, and even though Hashem can read your mind 1,000,000,000%, there's still a need to verbalize, to express verbally the person's needs, because the keli is the mouth. The words of tefillah that a person says, each one of those words is a cup. It's a box into which Hashem can be mashpia, what the person needs. So therefore, this term malupum symbolizes also this nekuda that Hashem is mashpia to. And Rabbi Enazal explains over there in Likutei Moran that malupum is the tzaddik. According to the Zohar HaKadosh, each one of the nekudos corresponds to a sphera, to one of the spheros. And the sphera, yisoid, the nekuda for it is this malupum. And Rabbi Enazal over there gives several examples of what this malupum stands for. One of the examples that he gives is the tzaddik. That the malupum, the dat in the malupum, represents the nekuda of kedusha, and the vav represents like a pipe through which that nekuda is mashpia. Rabbi Nazal says there also that the malupum symbolizes the Torah, because that dot in the middle, a dot, according to the Tikkuni Zohar, the vowels, every vowel we have in Lashon Kodesh is made up of dots and dashes. The Tikkuni Zohar says a dot is a yud, a dash is a vav. in gematria and in other important ways. So that when we talk about a melupon being a dat and a vav, it's a yud and a vav, which Rabbeinu Zal says there, that's the Torah. Because when Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai, he gave the Aseres HaDibrois, which is the yud, and he gave it in the form of luchos, tablets, which were 6x6. So yud vav also symbolizes the Torah. The melupom is the Torah. The melupom is the tzaddik. The melupom is the Torah. Ki haTorah hi gam kein bechinas melupom, bechinas nekudanal, as is explained over there in Likutei Moran. Vze bechinas chayim umozoin, and this is also tied into the concept of life and sustenance. Ki mishom bechinas hanekuda shi bechinas Yosef haTzaddik. Mishom Iker Hachaim Vahamozoin Vashefa Kanal. Because it's from the Nekuda, because the Tzaddik is the source of Chaim, Mozoin, and Shefa. Kihu Mechaye Bechinas Shviras Kalim. Because the Tzaddik is the one who we said before that it's this Nekuda of Tzaddik that fixes up the Cherpas Halev. And we said Cherpas Halev is synonymous with Shviras Halev. The Shvirois, that's what Rav Nosson Zal had referred to it earlier. Umevatel sitra demoiso shebo me hashviro kiyodua. The tzaddik is the one who has the ability to be mevatel the sitra achra, or the sitra demoiso as it's called, which was caused by the shvira, by the shvira sakelim. Ki hatzaddik hu mekoyer hachayim. Because the tzaddik is called mekoyer chayim. That's one of his titles. Tzaddik Chai Alman, as we learned before. In this paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal said on a general level how the three brachos of Birchas HaMozoin correspond to the major concepts that Rabbeinu Zal touches in that Torah Likutei Moran. Now, in this next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to get very specific in terms of the paragraphs, in terms of how many people bench together, the whole structure as to how Birchas HaMozoin is done at its best, and showing how it ties into this chapter. Now you can understand why Birchas HaMozoin at its best is when you have a mezuman, and the minimum of a zimun is when you have three people. Keneged b'chinas sholosh nekudos hanal, corresponding to the three nekudos that we discussed. Ki kishyesh shloisha, listen to this. This is so important. I'm saying, look at Rav Nosson. You're going to learn from Likutei Halachos how Rav Nosson Zal looks at Likutei Moran. In other words, how to look at Likutei Moran properly, which means how to look at Sifrei Chassidus in general properly, and Sifrei Kabbalah. That when Rabbeinu Zal refers to tzaddik, and then colleague, and then yourself, you need to know how to apply that, that everything is relative. Everything is relative. And whenever three yidden get together, Rav Nosson Zal is going to show you any three yidden who are getting together bigdusha properly, automatically these three different lights go on. Kishiyesh shloisham Yisrael shiyosh val shulchan echod, azay meirin kol hashalosh nekudos hanal. Because obviously, if a person has a chance to be with the tzaddik, that's the best. But if a person doesn't, and at times when the tzaddik isn't available, Rav Nosson Zal says you should know that when three yidden get together to eat bigdusha, then at that table, all three of these nekudos can be activated. V'yoz tzorich echod, v'oz tzorich echod levorech birchas hazimun v'hashnayim yichavnu elav. And when you have a trio, the law is that one of them announces the zimun, and the other two have to be plugged into him. They respond to him. They have to be mechavn to what he's saying. Ki ze ho echod shemavorech hu agodol shebekulam. Because the one who is asked to lead the zimun, generally, he is the elder. He's the greatest one of them. V'hu bebechinas tzaddik. Therefore, he represents the concept of tzaddik in this trio. Bechinas nekuda haklolius negdom. Compared to the other two, he's a concept of a nekuda klolius, a higher level of kedusha. V'hu meir bohem bechinas nekuda haklolius. And therefore, since he's the eldest of the three, when I say eldest, I mean in wisdom, in knowledge, in kiddusha, etc., then automatically, when he's giving a bechin of a nekuda klalius, and they're receiving that from him. Umeachar Shehim Shnaim Chutz Mimenu, and because of the fact that there are two besides him, not one, but two besides him, Hey Mekablim Gam Kein Dein Min Dein, then besides what they're receiving from the one who's leading the Zimun, they're also receiving from each other. V'yachar Kach, and after that, step three, Mekabel Kolechod Minei Yubei, each one of them receives from inside of himself. The Kiddusha inside of himself is also turned on, and he's able to receive from that. Nimtza, Shekishyesh Shloisham Yisrael Ala Shulchan. Therefore, when you have three Yidden sitting together at a table, joined together in a Suda, in a meal, Bigdusha, Meirin Kol HaSholish Nekudasanal. All three Nekudas shine. All three of them are active. V'alkein oz ikar birchas hamozin b'shleimus. And therefore, that's considered the real shleimus of birchas hamozin. When you have a mezuman. V'zeh b'chinas ma'asham razal. And Rav Nosson says, now you can also understand an additional law regarding a different topic. She'ein odom choshuv rishoy lotzis laderach b'loy shnei anoshim. The Gemara says that when you have a Talmud Chacham, or an important person that's going out on a trip, he should always have two people accompanying him. He shouldn't go out alone. He should be accompanied by at least two people. Why? Kamay shekosav be Avraham. The Gemara learns this out from Avraham Avinu, where it says, Vayikach es shnei na'or avimoi. He went and he took his two youths with him. As the Gemara says there, Ki hatzadik tzorich lohoyer tomid b'chinas hanekuda sheloi banosho. Because the tzadik is always responsible to be shining his light into his people. V'alkein tzorich tomid lefochoy shiyu imoy shnei anoshim. And therefore, it's preferred that he should always have with him a minimum of two people. Kidei sheyuchlu lekabel ha'ora me'anekuda sheloi, so that they should be able to receive properly from him. Ki tzrichin sheyu shnayim lefochoy zdaiko. Kidei sheyuchlu achar kach lekabel dein min dein, v'achar kach minei ubei. And the reason why you need a minimum of two to be with him is so that after they receive from him, they can receive from each other, and then they can receive from themselves properly. This is the chain of command. This is how it works in Kiddusha in order to really get maximum benefit. Ki ikar shleimus heoras hanekuda hialidei shalosh bechinas now. Because the main shleimus of this nekuda shining properly, of the tzaddik, or the kiddusha being able to shine properly, depends on these three items. Hu kamayshan uroyim binyan alimud bepshitas etzel hamalamed. Rav Nosson Zal says, I'll give you a simple example. When we talk about people in a yeshiva learning Torah, learning Chumash, or learning Gemara from a rabbi, that it's much better usually if the rabbi is teaching at least two people rather than if he's just teaching one student. Why? Why is it much better? You would think logically to a degree it's better the other way, less interference. One-on-one, what could be better than a one-on-one relationship? Wrong. K'mayshom razal, as the Gemara says, she'im yishkach ho'echod, ha'sheni ma'amid lo'gir sosoi. That if one forgets something, then the other one can restore it. The other one can put him back, or if one forgets what the right pshat is, the other one can put him back on track. Ki horav lo'imeidim ha'talmidim u'meir lohem. Because the rabbi is teaching the students, he's shining his knowledge into them. U'kesheheim shnayim lefochos, and if you have at least two students that are present, azai achar halimud heim choizrim b'neihem ha'shekiblu mi'arav. Then, after the rabbi gives his 1 hour or 2 hour shiur, the students can get together among themselves and review what they heard from the rabbi. V'chol echod meir b'chaveroi u'mazberloi hadovor heitev. And each one of the two shines into his friend and explains it. He explains the way he understood it. And the other one explains how he understood it. U'mazkir kol echod es chaveroi ma'sheshochach ezedovor. And usually, neither one is perfect. This one remembers 80% and this one remembers 80%, and there's an overlap. So that way they get 100%. This one remembers certain things that the other one didn't. I wasn't paying attention that last couple of minutes. This one was stronger during the last couple of minutes than it was in the beginning. So between the two of them, they get the full 100% or more even, because again, each one is giving everything he has. Each one is bringing his 19 years of knowledge or experience to the table. Each one is giving his nekuda. V'azai hadovor al buryoi etzel kol echad v'echad. And then the learning is really established clearly by each one of the two students. Then each one of the two students goes home and reviews the learning privately by himself after he already had two rounds, and then he understands it still better, because each time you review the learning, there's a further clarity, deeper, clearer. Number one, to understand it better. And also, the more he reviews, the less chance of him forgetting it. So that's how it is in a simple learning experience. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Kemoi kein ba'avodas Hashem be'inyan ha'oras hanekudanal." The same thing is true on a spiritual level. When we want to talk spirituality, it operates the same way. It's got to work the same way. Some people think to get spiritual, you have to be on the Himalaya mountains alone by yourself. That's how you get spiritual. Rav Nosson Zal, the master of spirituality, will teach us exactly how to get very, very spiritual. Shetzrichin daiko kol hasholish bechinoisanal. In order for a person to really grow in avodas Hashem, he needs these three bechinois. Number one, sheikablu tchila kulam yachad mianekuda klolis mitzadik hador hamiti, that the people should first receive from the tzadik hador, from the nekuda klolis, from him. And then it's not good enough that each person says, I have my kesher to the tzaddik, and have a nice day. I ain't interested in anybody else. I don't have to bother with the Talmidim. The Talmidim are no. Who? Talmidim? Nothing. I'm the smartest Talmud, for starters. So if I mingle with the other ones, if anything, I'll get stupider. I'll forget my learning. Rav Nosson Zal says that part of the Hatzlocha Baruchnius depends, number one, on receiving from the Rebbe, number two, on receiving from each other. There's got to be a proper Ahava Sechaverim, that the Talmidim have a serious connection with each other, and they talk to each other about Avodas Hashem, so that each one receives, number one, each one is able to fill in what the other one missed from the Rebbe. None of them, each one of them has to understand, they're not the Tzadik Hador. If a Tzadik Hador is 6 million watts, and my capability is 100 watts, there's no way that I'm going to receive fully from the Tzadik one-on-one. Elamai, I receive something, the other guy receives something else. Each one of us receives a little bit differently. And therefore, if we're all interacting properly with each other, we're going to maximize. We're still not going to add up to 6 billion watts. We're still not going to be equal to the Tzadik Hador, but at least we'll maximize how much we're getting. Rather than me just getting my little thimbleful and walking away feeling completely satisfied, I'm A-okay. Now I'm a perfect Jew. Not so fast. Not so easy. Rav Nosson Zal says you need at least these three, you need these three nekudos to be a total Jew. V'acharkach dein min dein, and then they receive from each other. V'acharkach minei ubei, and then each one is able to turn on the holiness inside of himself. Al yidei shemedaber beinoi levein koinoi, through his private connection with Hashem, by his own personal conversation with Hashem. V'al kein tzrichin sheyeh shnayim lefochois lekabel mehorav, and therefore, when a rabbi is traveling, he should always try to have at least two people with him. Bechinas vayikach eshnei norav kanal, as we see by Avram Avinu, kedei shiyoiru kol hasholesh nekudos kanal. Because when you have a set of three like this traveling, all three nekudos that we spoke about are shining properly.